United States. In order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Darkest Cat here at the American Faith Network. Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and things are happening at a tremendous rate at the present time. I've asked Lindsay Williams to be with us again this morning. Actually, Joel Skousen was supposed to be with us, but he called yesterday. I could barely understand him. He lost his voice, so we had to cancel him out for this week, and he won't be with us next week. He's going to be taking a trip, but fortunately, he'll be back in 2 weeks. But things are happening so rapidly. I did a program with Lindsay last night, and he really had such a grasp on what's going on. Let me simply point out that this whole world financial collapse was intentionally brought about by knowingly encouraging people to buy homes that they couldn't afford, preventing local authorities in the states from doing anything about the predatory lending practices, and letting this collapse of homes continue. There were over 2.5 million people who lost their homes last year. One in nine homes in the United States is sitting empty and driving the cost of homes down. We had more foreclosures last month, I think well over 300,000 of them. And, of course, if that continues this year, why, it'll dwarf the 2.5 million people who lost their homes last year. You have to understand that they intentionally are not doing anything. They came up with a program called Hope for Homeowners. Oh, doesn't that sound nice? Hope for Homeowners. It was a government program that was going to help 400,000 homeowners stay in their homes. Well, it didn't really help 400,000 homeowners. It didn't help 200,000 homeowners. It didn't help even 50,000 homeowners. One mortgage was renegotiated. Do you really think that a nation that can put a man on the moon is that incompetent? And of course not. But they can't let the American people or the people throughout the world realize this whole situation is contrived. Why? Because they want to bring chaos to the world. They want to bring chaos to the United States. And out of chaos will come order. The new world order, the new world economic system, the new world currency, and because they're going to destroy our currency and impoverish our people, and, don't forget, the new world religion. Well, with that as the background, Lindsay, thank you so very much for getting up early this morning on short notice to be with us.
Thank you, Dr. Stan, so much for allowing me to get up early this morning. It's a privilege to be on your radio show any day in the week. In fact, last night I said on the program when I was with you, that I consider it an honor to be able to get up for your sake any morning. But in order to tell everyone out there in your listening audience a weekly update of what the elite are doing. Now, this may sound strange to some who are brand new listeners, so let me just very briefly give some background so you'll know why I can say some of these startling things. It all began with me many years ago when I was the chaplain to the elite of the world. That's exactly right. For 3 years' time, I literally, physically lived with the elite of the world, the people that you hear about in the World Bank and the IMF. And they had asked me to be the chaplain on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, had given me executive status, and requested, this was not something I sought after. I was a little insignificant, unknown missionary flying airplanes out in the bush of Alaska, and these people asked me if I wanted to be their chaplain on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline and allowed me in their board meetings as an advisory capacity in order to help the relationship between management and labor. And because of that, I got to know many of the people that you only read about. And most authors write their books about them just because they've read somebody else's book. But by the providence of God, I had the privilege of living with these people for 3 years' time. Now, that was many years ago. And over the years, I've kept up with some of them. And one of them called me back 10 months ago now, and he said, "Chaplain, you've said too much. If you do this anymore, we're going to have to do this and this and this." He threatened me, and John F. Kennedy was threatened by these people also. He wouldn't give in, and you know what happened to him, President of the United States of America. So I decided I wasn't going to argue with them. I went along with them, and what they said, we agreed to agree. And then was where today begins here on this program. At that point, I began to ask this gentleman some questions. I had not seen him in 25 years. And I said, "What's going to happen to the world? What is it you see?" You see, there positively is a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world. Everything that you have heard Dr. Stan Monteith say on his radio programs over the years, I beg of you to believe every word of it. Because he is correct. It's just that I had the privilege of living with them for 3 years and then keeping in touch with a few of them over these past 35 years. Dr. Stan has told you who they are, what they're doing, what their organizations are, and everything you've heard him say on his programs you can believe. Then I have watched now for 10 months' time, I have watched this program, this agenda of the elite unfold, and Dr. Stan has allowed me a number of times to appear on his programs and to give you what has happened in the past 1 week. Now, that's what I'm going to do today. Knowing what these people told me 10 months ago was going to take place, I have followed this week after week. So I want to tell you what has happened Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of this week, May the 14th, today, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, what has happened this week as they have unfolded exactly what they told me they were going to do 10 months ago. Keeping in mind now, of course, that every bit of this is planned. None of this is happening by chance. It's all, this is not a conspiracy, by the way. Please, don't use that word. It's not a conspiracy. This is an agenda. These people know everything they're doing. They have it planned well in advance. This person called me up to threaten me, but then he told me what their agenda is for the next year to a year and a half. I'm 10 months into that now and following it almost daily exactly as they said it was going to unfold. Okay, here is the first item that has happened this week. It was announced on Monday of this week because, you see, I asked this individual, I said, "Now, in light of the fact that you are going to bring the price of crude oil down from $147 a barrel, where it was 10 months ago, to," he said, "we're going to bring the price of crude oil to $50 a barrel." They did it exactly as he said. Even though Wall Street, all the prognosticators were saying it's going to $200 a barrel.
Hi, this is Phil with WolfAutoGroup.com. We sell new, used trucks, cars, ATVs. We love to barter, horse trade. You know, your valuable things for ours. We also have many willing lenders to finance any difference left over to make your payoff on your automobile. Try us. We will trade for your valuable goods. WolfAutoGroup.com. Local number 303-931-9096. Talk to Mr. Wolf personally for the best location to serve you. Thank you.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Taking their way, the only way they know how.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest is Lindsay Williams, and we're talking about what's going on today and has been the last 4 days. Lindsay, pick the story up.
So how does that plan unfold? Let me take it page by page as to how it is happening exactly as I was told it would. Keep in mind, the first thing this gentleman said to me was the price of crude oil is going down. It's going to $50 a barrel. When it went to $34 a barrel, they're back up to about $59 now. And so they're staying right in there close to the $50 a barrel. And I said, okay, how is this going to affect the world? The first thing he said was it is going to bankrupt OPEC. That's not only the Arabs. That includes the other oil-producing countries of the world also. Then I said, how is that going to affect the United States of America? His statement was, America will see a financial collapse that is so great that it will take years to come out of it. Now, keep in mind, this is planned. These people knew it, told me about it. They have worked to this agenda for a period of time. Now, when in order to collapse the dollar, in order to collapse, please believe me, you are going to see a total collapse of the United States dollar, and here's the way they're doing it. He said to me, he said, the OPEC oil-producing countries, they will not be able to buy our national debt. Let me try to explain this briefly before I go into the figures. The United States of America has $12 to $14 trillion of national debt. The debt doesn't matter. It's the interest on the debt that matters. And the interest on the debt is paid by the Treasury of the United States of America issuing T-bills and bonds on a regular basis every few days. And whenever the bonds are issued, they are called, they are known as the reserve currency of the world. Everybody has trusted them for years. When all the other currencies failed, they were still good. And whenever the Treasury issues these, people from all over the world, nations of the world, come in and buy our T-bills and use it as their reserve currency for a rainy day. Now, if that interest on the national debt is not paid by the world coming in and buying these issues off the Treasury, then the dollar would collapse because the interest on that national debt must be paid. Now, something began about 3 months ago that was so catastrophic. I had been told about it in advance, but when it began, it was almost unbelievable that the Federal Reserve, now please separate between the Treasury of the United States of America and the Federal Reserve. Reserve. The Federal Reserve is not an agency of the federal government, even though it controls our currency. It is a private agency. It's no more federal than Federal Express is. But the Federal Reserve, 3 months ago, began stepping in and buying treasury bills in order to hold up the dollar so that it would not collapse. Now, here are the figures. In the past 3 months, in the first quarter, it was announced on Monday of this week, the Federal Reserve has bought over $100 billion in treasury debt in the first quarter of this year, January, February, March. They've never done this in the history of the United States of America. They had to do it because these nations of the world no longer trust America. They no longer trust our dollar. They know our national debt is completely out of line, but plus they have lost somewhere between 60 and 75% of their income by the price of crude oil going down from $147 a barrel to $50 a barrel. As a result, they are having trouble even maintaining their own economies, much less stepping in and buying our treasury issues. And as a result, unprecedented, the Federal Reserve stepped in and bought over $100 billion of treasury debt in the first quarter. Now, they can't continue to do this. This is an impossibility over a long period of time. Therefore, exactly what this individual told me 10 months ago will take place. I see it on the horizon. Oh, people, I beg of you out there in the listening audience of Dr. Stan, believe what you've heard him say. These people exist, and the dollar is going to collapse. The American government's in trouble. And somebody said to me the other day, can the American government collapse? Can it fail? Well, suppose the Federal Reserve completely depletes everything that they have the ability to be able to create out of thin air. Do you realize that the money that the Federal Reserve bought this $100 billion-plus dollars of treasury debt with over the past 3 months, do you realize they created that money out of thin air? There was nothing. There was no gold. There was no silver. There was nothing. They literally created it out of thin air. Therefore, that's the value of the dollar. And after a while, it will become so top-heavy until, the dollar positively will collapse. And it's looming so much on the horizon now that the person who really knows the inside of this can see it. Look at the second item. Number two, it took the United States of America 200 years to accumulate $1 trillion in debt. Yet, this year alone, 2009, it is projected that the federal government will accumulate an additional $1.87, which is right close to $2 trillion, of national debt in 1 year alone. Yet it took us 200 years to accumulate only $1 trillion. Now we're going to accumulate approximately $2 in 1 year's time. You can see the top heaviness of this utterly ridiculous system that we've got. And if this is the change that Washington, D.C. wants, Dr. Sand, I think we've got another thought coming. I definitely don't want this kind of change. So the government right now is borrowing 50 cents of every $1 it spends. Does that alarm you? Could you, as a household, borrow 50 cents of every $1 that you spend on groceries or making a payment or doing whatever is necessary and paying off that credit card? Could you borrow 50 cents of $1 and maintain solvent for any period of time? $20.9 billion of federal government deficit in the month of April alone. Well, Dr. Stan, I think you can see that what this gentleman told me 10 months ago is unfolding in such an amazing manner that I sit back here literally boggled, thanking the Lord that you would allow me the privilege of giving a weekly update. I'm not finished, by the way. I hope you have those pencils and paper out there, because I'm just touching the surface of what I have here to give you. This happened just within these few days. But Dr. Stan, does it amaze you like it does me that these individuals exist and are doing this and doing it under the guise of telling the American people these institutions are too big to fail, so you've got to bail them out to the tune of your great-great-great-great-grandchildren's tax money, Dr. Stan?
Well, the tragedy is, of course, these major corporations, we're talking about J.P. Morgan Chase, we're talking about Citigroup, we're talking about Goldman Sachs, they're all part of this little clique that controls our government, that controls the Obama administration, the Trilateral Commission. We've put together a syllabus called the Membership of the Brotherhood of Darkness, and you'll actually see they're listed in members of the Trilateral Commission, only 87 of them American citizens. Why the people who control J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, three of the largest banks in our nation, and they're the people who created this whole problem. They did it maliciously and intentionally. They control the Treasury. They control the Federal Reserve System. And there's a small group of people who are intent upon destroying this nation. And what are we doing? Why, we're giving them massive amounts of money, first of all through the TARP legislation, then with a transfer, we had to give money to AIG because, after all, they were too big to collapse. And what did they do? They gave $12.5 billion to Goldman Sachs. They gave $12.5 billion to J.P. Morgan Chase. And that's your tax money. That's your children's future. That's your grandchildren's future. We're transferring the wealth of our nation to the very people who created the problem, the greatest transfer of wealth ever recorded. And where is the outcry from the American people? Why, it's deafening in its silence. Go right ahead, Lindsay.
Timothy Geithner, Treasury Secretary, he said on Tuesday, 579 bankrupt institutions have been bailed out. 579. Everything from Bank of America to Chase to Wells Fargo, AIG, all of these institutions, they had the audacity to convince the American people that the taxpayers should bail out the businesses of America. But do you realize that this fits perfectly into the plan of the elite, as I was told it by this gentleman 10 months ago? They will own the banks of America. They will own General Motors. They will own Chrysler. They will own the majority of the mom-and-pop businesses. They're going to own, I estimate, by the time they're finished. And he has fulfilled everything that he said they were going to do. And keep in mind, this gentleman who knows everything that the elite are doing behind closed doors told me these things 10 months before they took place. They will own, I estimate, somewhere between 70 and 80% of the real estate of the United States of America before they have finished with their plan, while you and I, the taxpayers of this country, have bailed out, really haven't bailed out. We have paid the elite to allow us, them, I should say, to take over our country. I mean, this is dastardly. This is unbelievable that this could happen in the United States of America, and that the American people would not see what's happening. You know, I am so appreciative to this radio network that you're on today, Dr. Stan. I listen to them quite often, and all the different talk show hosts that they have. I am so appreciative for the job that they're doing in putting the information out there so that the American people at least have an opportunity to believe it. Whether they want to or not, it's their prerogative, of course. But to at least get it out there, American Freedom Network is doing a marvelous job of at least getting the message out there through all of the programs they have. Okay, now let's go to the next one, exactly what they're doing. This deficit, $20.9 billion, what is this causing? Now, it's causing, first of all, it has put us into such bankruptcy that the country has gone into what they don't want to call a depression. By the way, this individual would not call it that. When I asked him, I said, sir, are you talking about America going into a financial depression like they did in 1929? He said, don't you use that word. They can be very abrupt when they want to be. And he said, I did not say that. He said, I said that America is going into a financial collapse. Well, here it is. Macy's department store, profits down 59% during January, February, and March. Target, where you probably shop, profits are down 41%. JCPenney's profits down 41%. I know that you know already that Circuit City has gone into bankruptcy, closed all of their doors. You know what's happening to Chrysler and to General Motors. Well, every bit of this is a part of the plan, but what is it causing? It is causing tax shortfalls and the stress test. that they put the banks of America through, which they reported on Tuesday of this week, the results of it, is bringing about the fact that people can't afford to do that. Have you been to the mall lately? Have you noticed how many stores are empty? Storefronts, oh, the signs may still be up there, but the stores are empty. And all of this is bringing about exactly what they want, and you are going to see a tax shortfall that is so great because of these companies not doing business. And as a result, it is going to bring about something that is not going to be like a depression. You will begin to see hyperinflation just around the corner. Okay, let me make a prediction, too, and then I'll go back to what has happened just this week. You have noticed that he said to me 10 months ago, the price of crude oil is going to $50 a barrel. That meant $1.50 to $2 a gallon at the gas pump. Now, that was 10 months ago, and he indicated that we are dealing with a year to a year and a half scenario. That means we only have about two more months for them to accomplish most of what he told me they were going to do. Do you realize how close this is getting down to the wire? So what are you beginning to see? You're beginning to see gasoline prices creep back up at the gas pump. They said they wanted to bring about a bankruptcy of OPEC. Many of the OPEC oil-producing countries are on the verge of that bankruptcy now. And even though Russia is not a part of OPEC, their country's economy is in shambles because of it. So that means that you can begin to see the price of crude oil beginning to creep back up. The price of gasoline at the gas pump is going to begin to go back up, and you're going to see hyperinflation in this country. If you haven't bought it now, you better buy it quick, because 6 months from now, 3 months from now, you're going to see such hyperinflation, it will boggle our minds.
We'll be back in just a moment with Lindsey Williams here at the American Freedom Network.
Have a party, wedding, graduation, summer reunion, backyard birthday, or a backyard get-together to plan? We'll make sure that occasion is extra special and find all of your party needs at Grand Rental Station. Don't go anywhere else for your canopies, chairs, tables, bounce houses, and duck tanks. Grand Rental Station has it all. When planning your next event, be sure to add Grand Rental Station staff of expert consultants to your list for the very best in service and advice. Call your local Grand Rental Station now at 970-532-0144 in Johnstown. The very place for everything to rent. That's Grand Rental Station, 970-532-0144. We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Well, Dr. Stan, go right ahead, Lindsey.
Well, this is going to bring about
the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13. Every year, a prom or graduation is ruined by an intoxicated driver. Parents, talk to your young adults about the dangers and consequences of driving under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Remember, celebrating safely creates happy memories for everyone. This message from Jambalaya is you'll enjoy excellent food, beverages, plus top service while you're there. Enjoy the specials listed on their complete menu. They're open hours that are convenient for you, so stop by soon for that family treat. That's Jambalaya's at 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. Bring all your friends and family in before graduation or call ahead for larger special orders or parties. Donna and staff are proud of our graduates.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and of course our guest is Lindsay Williams. Lindsay, before we go on, why don't you get your telephone number out and tell people how they can get in touch with your ministry?
Well, Dr. Stan, thank you. I produced just May the 1st an emergency update. Now, I know you've all heard this word emergency update in the past, but this one is new. May the 1st, I produced a one-hour presentation, 2009 Agenda of the Elite, unfolding everything that they're doing. I beg of you to get this and copy it. That's what you heard me correctly. I plead with you to copy my DVDs and my CDs and give them out to everybody you can. They are not copywritten. May I ask you, after this, now don't turn your dial now. You leave it right where it is. But afterwards, will you please call and get my new emergency update as of May the 1st that gives what I was told, how they have unfolded this for 10 months, exactly what they're doing that between then and right now where we are, and what they are going to do, what you can expect for the next 6 months. The number is 800-321-2900. Now you have an 8-pack DVD CD set of everything, including what's happening to the farmers, everything from 1960 through 2009, but I know finances are a little tough for some people. So get the 4-DVD CD set. If you can't afford the big one that tells you everything, then get the smaller packet. Both of them have the emergency update in it, and the operators will be standing by as of about 10 o'clock our West Coast time. The number is 800-321-2900. Now, you heard it just a moment ago. It was on the right here on Freedom Network. You heard what has happened to Chrysler and the dealerships they're closing. That was on the Hours News. They're closing 2,600 dealerships, General Motors is, across America. That means 150,000 jobs lost. Do you realize when those are Chrysler, by the way, closing 800 dealerships? And I heard a moment ago 1,000. I think they've raised that up since yesterday, because yesterday they were talking about 800 dealerships. Now they're talking about 1,000. Do you realize that when Chrysler filed bankruptcy, that $7.2 billion of money that was given by the American taxpayer in the bailout program of Chrysler will never be repaid? That's $7.2 billion already going down the drain, that Chrysler will not have to repay because they filed bankruptcy that was given by the taxpayer. I mean, how long can the American people continue? Okay, what happens then? 150,000 jobs lost with General Motors closing 2,600 dealerships. Look how many thousands of jobs lost because Chrysler closing. That means that these people will not be able to go to the store and buy what they need. So what's going to happen to the taxes? Oh, my goodness, do you realize the domino effect of this, because now Macy's, Target, JCPenney, all of these stores around the country, even the grocery store and the hardware store, they are going to have a tax shortfall, and here it is. That was announced just the other day also. Tax receipts, that's taxes, that would normally be gained because of the price of gasoline being $4 a gallon. Now it's going down to $2. The taxes that will not be there because of Macy's, Target, JCPenney, hardware store, grocery store, not selling the products. The tax shortfall for the states, the federal government, the cities, and the counties, here it is, tax receipts are down $54 billion in 1 month. Do you realize what this is going to do to school teachers next September when schools begin? And the states don't have the money to pay college professors. They can't take care of maintaining the roads. You are going to see cities declare bankruptcy. You are going to see counties declare bankruptcy. Those of you who work for the states and the cities and the counties, I'd be scared to death of my job right now. You're going to see cuts in salary. Then someone says, can the federal government go bankrupt? Yes, it can. It is I know it sounds way far out, but it possibly could take place if all of these things continue. All of these jobs have been lost and the people now can't buy. Then, look what's happening in the housing sector. After they finish their stress test, folks, what I'm trying to do is tell you that this person told me, one of them who knows everything that goes on behind closed doors with the elite, he told me what was going to happen, and I'm sitting here merely relating to you what is taking place this week, the stress test. They announced it on Monday. Every bank in America went through a test on the part of the Federal Reserve, and they called it a stress test. And after they finished that stress test, I'll give you just two banks as to what they said about them. They mentioned 19 different banks, but here's two, just to let you know. First of all, Bank of America. Secondly is Wells Fargo. Bank of America, according to the stress test of the Federal Reserve, must now raise $54 billion in order to remain solvent. How are they going to do it? You see, you hear from our president over and over and over, oh, we got to get the banks getting money rolling again. We must get the money out there through the people. You must loan out this. Fannie and Freddie have got to start lending out money so that we can take care of the problems. The small business loans, everything else that's necessary. How can Bank of America loan small business loans? How can they loan money for houses when they themselves have been told by the Federal Reserve that they must raise $54 billion just to remain solvent immediately according to the stress test of the Federal Reserve? How about Wells Fargo? Wells Fargo must raise $15 billion within the next few weeks' time. They can't begin giving out loans and getting the economy back in gear again. You are going to see a continued turn in housing. Listen to the figures. Now, these are houses that are upside down. You know what upside down means. Dr. Stan, you gave a marvelous explanation of upside down last night on the program when we were talking about it. So many homes in America are upside down. That means that they owe more on the house because of the falling real estate values. They own so much more on the house than what the house is worth, and we call it upside down. 26.9 million homes in the United States of America are upside down houses, real estate. Why? That means that the value, property values have depreciated to the point that the people owe more on the loans that they have from the lending institution than what the value of the house is. So if the people lose their jobs, if the economy keeps going the way it's going, if they're part of this 150,000 people that are going to lose their jobs from General Motors, they just merely say next month, I'm not going to make my house payment. Why should I? After all, I owe more on the house than what the value of the house is now. I'll just go turn this house back in and go try to buy another one. So here are the figures. 67.2% of the homes in Las Vegas, Nevada, which is one of the hardest hit places in America, 67.2% of the homes are upside down in Las Vegas. In California, 51% of the homes are upside down. And across America, on the average, it's down 30% down in the values of homes. If Phoenix, Arizona, for instance, 41.7% of the homes are upside down.
All that, we'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Every year, a prom or graduation is ruined by an intoxicated driver. Parents, talk to your young adults about the dangers and consequences of driving under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Remember, celebrating safely creates happy memories for everyone. That's courtesy of the certified public accounting firm of Hoover & Harris CPAs, playing a vital and integral role in our community's growth and development for over 40 years. They say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our children. Hoover & Harris CPAs, on the air, because they care.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Lindsay Williams. Let me clarify the issues for our listeners. There are 70 million one-family homes in the United States. There are 50 million of those 70 million have mortgages. Of the people who have mortgages, of the 50 million people who have mortgages on their homes, why, 26.9 million are underwater. In other words, almost half of the people who have a mortgage on their homes, over half of them, half of the people who have a mortgage on their home are now underwater. They owe more on their home than the house is actually worth. There are 9 million homes in the United States that are empty today. Or I should say 1 in 9 homes in America is empty today. So they throw out all these figures. They are designed to confuse you. Once you begin to put them in clarity, you realize that over half of the people now have owe more on their homes than the house is worth. And so don't let them confuse you. They put all these figures out intentionally to confuse you. Let's just put it this way. Things are bad, and they're going to get worse, and it's not happening by accident. There's a small group of people. They work through the Trilateral Commission, CFR, group 30, Bilderbergers. They know exactly what they're doing. They're moving the world towards a feudalistic society with them, the feudal lords, and us, the serfs. Go right ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, you're exactly right. They are accomplishing the feudal lordship, so to speak. That is a marvelous way to put it. They are accomplishing everything that they want to accomplish, and I still, even though I know what's going to take place because I heard them say it, yet I still sit back utterly amazed that they are able to accomplish such massive control over human beings and nations and our president, falling perfectly in line with everything they want done. Government in Washington, D.C. doing just exactly what they would have. All of these things done by design plan, done by an agenda of the elite. Now, prediction. Here's what you're going to see happen next. You are going to see the next major bubble that's going to burst is commercial real estate. Begin to watch it. This will dwarf the housing real estate bubble burst. And you'll see it in commercial real estate. From that point on, you're going to see the price of gasoline begin to creep back up to the gas pump, because they said a year to a year and a half they would accomplish in putting most of OPEC where they want it. You're going to see hyperinflation begin. There again, may I remind you, if you have the money, don't go out and put it on your credit card. Please don't make any more debt. Get out of debt every way you can. But if there's anything that you need, you better buy it now, because 6 months from now, you're going to see such hyperinflation that it will be mind-boggling. So if you need it and you have to have it and you have the money, you can afford it, now is definitely the time to buy it. You'll begin to see some more and more bankruptcies all over in every sector. Private individuals, I was talking with a bankruptcy judge the other day, who's a neighbor of mine where I live, and he was saying that his court's just overwhelmed. And I said, well, how do you handle so many cases? He said, oh, Chaplain, he said, I don't have any trouble making quick decisions. Well, I guess they're having to make them this day and time because bankruptcies have increased so greatly. So Disney World, for instance, you know, the Disney in Florida, in California, Disney's profits are down 50% in January, February, and March of this year. Then you take what's happening to Chrysler and General Motors, and you put all of these things together, and the elite are on perfect track and in perfect time to do what they said they were going to do. So set your house in order. Everyone out in Dr. Stan's listening audience, you know, I speak as a minister of the gospel of over 50 years. I beg of you to set your spiritual house in order. If ever there is a time that after this program, now don't you cut off your radio now. I mean, don't you dare change that dial this moment. But after the program is over, I beg of you to get down on your knees there beside where you are and set your house in order spiritually with the Lord. Know you're born again. Know that the Word of God is your guide, because your house must be on a solid rock. It can't be on sinking sand. And the Word of God makes it very plain that you will be able to stand when the storms of life come if you have set that house in order. And I thank this radio network for being so outspoken in what they say about the Word of God. And Dr. Stan, of course, being a wonderful born-again gentleman as he is, has tried to let you know many, many times. And by the way, on my latest emergency update at the very end, I give everything that you can do in order to set that spiritual house in order. A gentleman contacted me the other day on my email, and he said, Chaplain Williams, I just want to let you know that I took your advice and I've set my spiritual house in order. This is so important, and you'll learn how to do that. May I give you my number one more time? Call later today. I beg of you to get this latest emergency update presentation, 800-321-2900, and copy it. Please, copy it and give it to your friends, your neighbors, your relatives, everybody you can. And then don't you miss a single day of listening to American Freedom Network, Dr. Stan's program. Oh, you've got to keep up with things are happening so fast. I remember that back years ago, I would appear on a radio station as a guest, maybe once a month, and I had to look for material to give. Now, some stations are having me on a weekly basis for an update, and I have so much material I don't have time to give it in an hour. It is amazing how they have accelerated their program and are doing what they are, accomplishing everything that they want to do. And we're sitting here, I'm sitting here watching them do it. And he said to me, America will see a financial collapse that will take years to come out of it. Prepare now. Set your house in order, because you are going to face what the elite have in store for us, Dr. Stan.
Hey, I'm sure that we're in for some very, very difficult times. I think people have to understand this is not happening by accident, no matter what. The media that they control are going to try to convince you, oh, we just got such incompetent people, they just don't know what they're doing. That's not true. Oh, isn't it wonderful they passed the stress test? No, most of our major banks and minor banks in this country are insolvent because they bought these fraudulent bonds. But why aren't the people who sold the fraudulent bonds held responsible? Well, some of the people in other countries are trying to sue them, but, I mean, do you think you're going to get an honest trial in the corrupt courts that we have? We're out of time, Lindsay. God bless you. We'll talk to you here real soon. Thanks so much for being with us this morning.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. KHNC listeners are painfully aware of the forces that have brought our economy to the state it's in. We want financial advice from experts who understand what's really going on. The iMoneyCoach.com team has put all the knowledge they use to coach successful people and businesses into a 10-course training program for only a fraction of the cost. Thousands of dollars of training materials and videos for under $200. At iMoneyCoach.com, you'll get the knowledge you need to change your life for the better. iMoneyCoach.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Treatment. Hope you enjoyed our conversation with Lindsay. And certainly, if you want to understand what's really going on financially, we've got some great books. We actually got in Thomas Wood's book called Meltdown. It gives you a very, very good overview of what is going on financially and, of course, the fact that they're not doing the right thing. They're just making the situation worse, and they know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. Meltdown, a very, very good book. I hate to say it was on the New York Times bestseller list, but it is, and yet I think it's well worthwhile reading. We've enjoyed talking to Thomas Wood, and we'll try to get him on the program so you can hear him as well. We have Russ Baker's book, Family of Secrets. It goes into the machinations of the Bush family. Of course, their association with the CIA, and you can't know that. Of course, the CIA really controls the presidency. Of course, they've been part and parcel of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. We've got a great new syllabus. It's called the Membership List of the Brotherhood of Darkness. And you really can't tell the players without a program. People can't understand why. For instance, the Obama administration is so intent upon transferring Chrysler to Fiat. How much money are they putting up? They're not putting up any money. They're going to get 40% of the company. They're not going to put up any money. People who have a claim on Chrysler's assets are going to be left out in the open. They're going to get 29 cents on the dollar. Fiat's going to get the money for nothing. But, of course, you want to understand it when you understand that the CEO of Fiat just happens to be a member of the Trilateral Commission. You look after your friends, ladies and gentlemen. That's the way the system works. Certainly, you need to get the material we have going into the background of the Brotherhood of Darkness if you haven't read my book, or heard our talk on the Forbidden Secret, or seen the DVDs, which we think are very important, Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, Riddles in Stone, the Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital, and all the zodiacs and all the government buildings, or so many of the government buildings. What are signs of the zodiac having to do with astrology doing in government buildings? And then, of course, the Eye of the Phoenix. It goes into the occult emblems on the back of the dollar bill. What are occult emblems doing on the back of the dollar bill? Who put them there? Those three DVDs will give you so much information. You can get them separately or all together at a special price. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We do hope, of course, you'll go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. If you'd like to make a donation to our ministry, there's a donate button there. Why don't you push it and see what happens? But you need to pull down my November, December, 2008, January, February, and March, 2009 Radio Liberty letters and copy them and circulate them. They will explain to you who is behind this financial collapse and what they intend. And they're going to impoverish the American people, And if you don't take action immediately, you're going to be one of them. So then I want to mention the conspiracy conference. It's going to be June 6th and June 7th at the Marriott Hotel here in Santa Clara on the Great American Parkway. And, Sydney, I'll be giving the lead-off speech Saturday morning. The address is conspiracycon.com. If you have a computer, www.conspiracycon.com. If you do not, well, you can call our 800 number. They'll give you the number to call to get your reservations. Hope, if you can possibly get there, there's going to be a great lineup of speakers. And it's an interesting lot of people, some very, very few Christians. We go there because there must be a Christian voice, because this is a spiritual battle. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke,